Hi, folks. It's Golden Record tonight at CKMS, and thank you so much for joining in tonight. We are in our studios here at Duke Street, and it's a beautiful, beautiful summer evening in southwestern Ontario here in Kitchener, and just so glad you could spend some time with us. Boy, we got another great show tonight with a great artist, a great guest with some great songs. And as you know, we're going to talk about all things Golden Record and the like, but we're going to play music as well. So I'd like to invite my guest. My guest tonight is Andrew Wood. And Andrew, would you tell us about your first song, why you like it, and maybe you've seen these guys?
Absolutely, I will. Thank you very much for having me on, Jeff. So for my songs, I actually have a particular theme. You know, the Golden Record is really interesting because it's meant to attract the extraterrestrial. But one aspect that I don't think we all think about is, how would we perceive extraterrestrials if they came to Earth? How would we treat them? What would happen? And so the theme of my songs is how we usually perceive the unknown. My first song is I Ran by A Flock of Seagulls, which, funnily enough, this song is actually about aliens. A lot of the bandmates actually believed in aliens, and so this is meant to represent a fear of the unknown. The idea of if aliens did come to our planet, we should be afraid. Anyways, here they are, I Ran by A Flock of Seagulls.
Okay, that's good. We're off to the start.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's correct.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. With auburn hair and tawny eyes, the kind of eyes that hypnotize me through.
Hi, everybody. This is Carl Kessler with Doors Open Waterloo Region, and you are listening to CKMS 102.7, downtown Kitchener in the industrial heart of the city.
Hi, everyone. This is Willie Yeh, and I'm the host of a blues radio program at a sister community radio station here in Waterloo. You are listening to Community Radio CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the Internet. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. Thank you for listening to Community Radio on 102.7 CKMS.
All right, we're back, folks, and thank you for listening in. Jeff Steger here. Our guest tonight is Andrew Wood. And we're going to have another episode here of the Golden Record, talking about little green men from Mars and music and stuff. And just curious, Andrew, do you like going to music concerts? What kind of a music kind of a guy do you call yourself?
What kind of music guy do I call myself? That's a phenomenal question. If you couldn't tell by my first song choice, I don't exactly have the same music taste as most 22-year-old people do. So I've found out at a young age that I'm not a huge fan of modern music, actually. My motto is that if it's made past 2010, I probably won't like it. And so I believe it was when I was listening to Timber by Kesha, which, you know, all respect to her. I'm sure she's a very nice person. But when I listened to that song, it made me realize, wow, I don't really like what's on the radio anymore. But then I believe it was at a wedding that I went to for my neighbor's daughter, and Dancing Queen came on.
Right.
And I immediately went to my mom. I was like, what's that song? And, you know, she said Dancing Queen. But then I totally forgot the name of the song, and I didn't really feel like asking her again. So I kept on searching up. Oh, yeah. I thought for some reason they said, honestly, seriously. For some reason, that... those are the words that I thought they were saying. And of course, I didn't find anything. And it wasn't until I listened to the radio where I finally heard the song on the radio. The announcer said the name Dancing Queen. I thought, oh my gosh, finally, my life is complete. And from Dancing Queen, it just spiraled all the way.
So do you see live concerts? Do you go out to music venues?
To be perfectly honest, I don't.
Not yet,
Not yet. Well, okay. Honestly, I should. It's just really the main reason. I don't know a lot of people my age with a similar song taste as me. Mm-hmm. I don't really know a lot of friends who would go to a Pearl Jam concert or anything like that with me. Which,
life's a long time. It'll be fine.
Yes, exactly. I'll find somebody.
But. Oh, for sure. And over time you will. We want to get to know you a little bit there. Tell us, Andrew, when you have a family get together, whether it's Christmas or Easter, how many people sit around the Wood family table?
Oh, man, that really does depend. When it comes to the father's side of the family, we rent out a church rec center.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot of people, and it's a huge buffet. It's a potluck. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Everybody brings in their own meals. There's quite a bit of very talented chefs on that side of the family, and, you know, it's always a great time to catch up and eat. And with my mom's side of the family, it's definitely smaller.
Yeah.
I'd say there's four aunts and one uncle. I don't want to get that number wrong on live air because they will not let me hear the end of it. And quite a bit of cousins. And usually there, it's a smaller, more intimate time. There's also quite a bit of alcohol involved, so it is quite fun.
Do you have any traditions in your group? Do you like to open up the Christmas presents on New Year's, on Christmas Eve or on Christmas Day?
Hey, you're not wrong. My sister has a birthday on New Year's, so technically she's the one who opens the presents. But as for myself, we don't have a lot of traditions anymore, mostly because, you know, we're busy people. My sister's moving out to BC now, so I don't really get to see her that often. But when we were kids, that was entirely different. You know, when we were younger, we used to get up at probably 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And myself, my twin brother, and my sister, we'd all go downstairs, we'd all sort gifts, and we'd just talk and wait very patiently. Though a tradition that I feel is a little less traditional that I would love to mention is that I'm a huge fan of cheese. I love cheese. I love bread. Yeah. I've always loved that. I still love cheese and bread. But when I was a kid, it was very extreme because in the stocking, for a good number of years in a row, there was a block of cheddar cheese and a baguette. And I wouldn't just wait to eat it. I would open that bar of cheese, I'd open that baguette, and I'd double fist it. I'd eat them at the exact same time. The cholesterol had to be terrible, but judging from who I am now, I don't think it impacted me that much.
Well, it might sneak up on you, but that's good. Let's get to your next song here. What do you got queued up for us?
Absolutely. So, keeping with my theme of how we perceive the unknown, my next song is Starman by David Bowie. This was the first Bowie song that I heard, and tragically, I heard it very soon after he passed away. So, I really wish I got to discover him earlier, but man, I absolutely adore this song. Here's Starman by David Bowie.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, not a soul he said. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That were no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman. Look out your window, I can see his light. If he can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa, or he'll get us locked up in fright. There's a star man waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a star.
Yeah. Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay. This is Doug Turvey, the official town crier for the Township of Zora and the town of Ingersoll. You are listening to CKMS 102.7. This I hereby proclaim, God save the Queen.
Hi, this is jazz musician, singer, and songwriter Tim Lewis. You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We're live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and through music.
We're back, folks. Thank you for listening in. You could be doing lots of cool things on a Wednesday night, and we're just glad you chose to spend some time with us. And tonight's guest is Andrew Wood. So we've had a couple of great songs there. I think Starman, he's passed away now, hasn't he?
Yeah, David Bowie.
Yeah, has he?
Yeah, David Bowie did pass away, unfortunately, quite a while ago at this point. My goodness, time flies.
Yeah. Well, they're looking forward to your next one that comes up, and just keep it coming there. So we're now in this next section of our show, and just would like to ask the guests, like, what do you do? And I want you to talk about everything, whether you're like to, if you got a couple of jobs, or you're volunteering, or you like to, you're building a boat in the basement or something. Go ahead, Andrew. What do you do? What do you do?
I'll give you a clue. I'm not doing one of those things. But okay, seriously though, for right now, I have a very busy summer. Yeah. So for starters, I'm in a co-op job right now. I'm a part of the University of Waterloo's Center for Career Action, and I'm currently making social media posts for them, which. Essentially, well, there's making social media posts, but there's also editing things when needed, creating captions, all that sort of fun stuff. I like to have a lot of fun with the job, and apparently, according to the number of likes, the audience really likes it when I have fun, too. I've already done, essentially, like, made videos where I just do the most ridiculous stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one where I ate a dandelion. That got really good reception.
Yeah.
I did one where I was time traveling, and then I had to dress up in, like, an almost Doctor Who sort of costume. Yeah. It's really fun because I get to explore filmmaking with having absolutely no budget and trying to do whatever I can with the least amount of resources I got. And I'm currently really enjoying that job so far. Another job that I have is I'm currently a cashier at PetSmart. And maybe some of you listeners recognize that. It's surprising how many people have heard my voice in public and went, "You're the PetSmart guy." And I go, "Yeah, I am the PetSmart guy. That's me."
Right on.
So, yes, I have been at PetSmart for more than 4 years at this point. I never really thought that, you know, when I got this job, I really enjoyed it, but I thought it would be a usual part-time job when I get to university.
Yep.
Whatever happens, happens. But the workplace has been so supportive of me and my education, and they've been so accommodating, and they're very nice people in general.
Yeah.
Plus, it's so nice going to PetSmart and interacting with the customers. There's quite a few regulars that it's always nice to talk to, so I'm really pleased I'm able to still work at that job. Plus, come on, when you're in university, it's always nice to occasionally play with some puppies. Is that really too much to ask for?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nicely put. You know, when I think of it, you're right. You have people are in a good mood because they want to do what's good for their pets. They love their pets, and that whole vibe is around, isn't it?
Yes. I worked at a grocery store beforehand as well, and let me tell you, the difference of customer moods is exponential.
Yeah,
there's in my 4 years of working at PetSmart, there's been very few times there's been an actual cause of concern on how a customer treats somebody. I mean, the worst that happens is, "Oh, I'm so sorry, this misunderstanding happened," and then they go, "No, it's okay, take your time." So it's really phenomenal. Plus, again, I get to see puppies, I get to see kittens, because I work in the store, I get to go to the kitten adoption center and just play with them whenever I want. Especially when I was in biology at the University of Waterloo, that was such a nice aspect of the job, because I'd be super stressed all week, and then I get to play with some dogs, and it was really, really sweet. Other than that, right now, I'm actually volunteering at another radio station. I volunteer at CKWR right now. 98.5.
Another great community station, been like CKMS.
Yes, exactly. Yes, another great community station, just like CKMS. Please listen to the station. And yeah, I've been doing that for quite a few months now. It's been very nice, of course. Everybody there is super supportive. Again, I couldn't ask for a better... That was my introduction in the radio world, and I couldn't have asked for a better introduction. They've been so accommodating. They're the sweetest people. I really adore the diverse staff and their focus on multiculturalism as well. So I've been very pleased to volunteer at CKWR. And finally, I suppose I haven't been able to update it very much recently, but I am doing a personal podcast. It's focused on Nintendo games, newer Nintendo games. I want to choose a topic that I could easily talk about because, you know, I don't always have the most time in the world. I don't want to spend a lot of time researching and then having to put a lot of effort into fact-checking. I want to do a topic that is easy for me to talk about. It's called the Let's Nintendo It podcast. Hmm. It's on Spotify. I haven't been able to update in a very long time because school
right. And
work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been keeping me busy. I've had an episode in production for quite a few months now, and I've wanted to get to doing that. But, yes, other than that, I believe that's about everything.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that is basically for this summer. I wanted to work a lot and get a lot of experience and a lot of money, so I'm prepped for the next school term. In case I have to move out somewhere for my next co-op, then I'm all set.
Then you're set. What's your next song?
My next song. This represents when people choose to hate the unknown. They choose to retaliate against it.
Right.
It's People Are People by Depeche Mode. I remember my aunt absolutely loves this song, and she introduced me to this group, and I'm very grateful for it. Anyways, here we are. People Are People by Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Andrew Wood, and I'm from Kitchener. When I was 16, I didn't have a lot of motivation to drive. But thanks to public radio, the great voices, and the great music, now I'm on the road, for better or for worse. You're listening to CKMS 102.7. Stream us anytime at radiowaterloo.ca.
Holy smokes, that's really good.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you'd just be doing that all night for me. It'd just be wonderful.
Thank you. I thought, okay, I have the story. I might as well try to record it. I guess it just came naturally. That's what improv classes did for me, I suppose.
It's the real deal. So listen, folks, it's Andrew Woods, our guest at Golden Record tonight, and just thanks for listening in. We've been having a great time. That last song was People Are People by Depeche Mode. Nice song. Did you... Did you collect these songs, or just spur of the moment? Do you have a music library that you like to play all the time?
A music library? It's mostly a YouTube playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... It's weird, because a lot of my friends use Spotify. Everybody I know uses Spotify, but yeah. I'm very old-fashioned. I personally like seeing the music videos, or I like seeing the comments associated with it. I don't know why. It's personally always given me a sense of comfort seeing all these other people enjoy these songs, the anecdotes, seeing, oh, how did they discover these songs, or it's just lovely to see, or even the official music video. Every time I listen to Take On Me by A-ha, I always watch the official video because it's, come on, it's really great. Or Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel, that's another favorite of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
But for collecting physical music, I personally don't, mostly because I'm kind of cheap. I like saving my money, so when it comes to collectibles, I usually stick to movies. I like collecting the DVDs once in a while, and I'm also a fan of video games, and I always prefer physical video games over downloading them.
Mm-hmm.
So I have quite a bit of physical video games in my collection, but for music, that's always been a matter where I personally am fine with just having a YouTube playlist. I know my brother loves having vinyl of his favorite artists. I know several people collect CDs. My cousin even loves Walkman. But yeah, for me, I'm more of a YouTube playlist kind of guy.
Excellent. Wow. I'm looking for the rest of your songs. We'll get to them soon enough as our hour slips by. So this is the part of the show where we get to the heart of the topic. Our theme is Golden Record. And just a quick update, folks. You know, a Golden Record, that refers to two Golden Records, one each on each of these Voyager 1 and 2 spacecrafts. And those devices are still existing, just about run out of gas or radioactive fuel on their nuclear reactors, I guess you'd say more correctly. And the thinking was back in 1977 when it blasted off that, you know what, these may be the only objects that might be discovered by intelligent life out in the universe. Should we not say something on there? And so the powers to be at the moment thought, let's put 50 greetings of hello in 50 languages. Why don't we put about 30 songs of the earth, dogs barking, that kind of thing on there, water splashing. And lastly, some songs. And all the way went from Johnny B. Goode, who that song just came out that year, to some classics by Mozart. It was, I guess you could say, a message in a bottle. But the message is is in space, heading out. And I'd like to ask my guests, if you had your chance to put your message in a bottle to the universe, to intelligent life out there, what would you put in it?
You know, that's a really good question. I had to take a lot of time and soul searching in order to find an answer that I felt appropriate saying and branding as my own.
Yeah.
But in reality, I actually do love NASA's original approach. Give us the entirety of human culture as best as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do feel, after seeing the song list, I do wish that there was a little bit more space so we could put in a little bit more representation from other cultures and time periods.
Right.
But really, having a chronologically ordered list of every single song, picture that we know of from human history, I feel that's the best way to really get across sending a message in the bottle to the universe, to potential other life forms that live there, which I personally believe that, statistically speaking, the universe is too big for us to truly be alone.
Right.
There has to be something, even if it's as small as microbes. There has to be some sort of other intelligent life somewhere, even if it's not as intelligent or more intelligent than us.
So I got a question for you. The intelligent life out there, like we all watch science fiction, Star Trek, you name it.
Yeah, of course.
So there's two famous movies. One famous movie is you think intelligent life out there is like War of the Worlds with H.G. Wells, where the Martians came down and tried to kill people. It was redone again not too long ago, actually. What was that star? And then, or is the intelligent life out there like that movie E.T., where there's a cute little alien with a bubble on it, light up finger, and the kid was taking him in the bicycle bucket like that. What do you think intelligent life out there?
To be perfectly honest,
yeah.
When it comes to intelligent life, I don't think. When it comes to intelligent life, we're only limited by our own imagination. We're limited by what we know on Earth to exist. So I personally feel like if there is intelligent life out there, it would have features that we could not possibly comprehend.
Hmm.
Like senses that we wouldn't even think about. Like maybe it has the ability to like see gases or, you know, smell colors,
yeah,
or something completely abstract like that that we never even begin to fathom. That's the hard part about extraterrestrial life, because in reality we could have all these interpretations of, oh yeah, it has a big head and bug eyes, that's so weird, but what if it doesn't have eyes? What if it doesn't even have a head? That's not exactly a prerequisite. We all think that life has the standard, you know, head, limbs, torso, but aliens, they don't have to be like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
They could be giant forms of microbes and parasites for all we know.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you know, like there's like, who's to say that they're not already here? I mean, there's theories that aliens are already here, but they could be here in a fashion of physics that our senses cannot pick up.
Yeah,
they could,
exactly.
You know, could be an alien floating around our lovely studios here at CKMS, and he's saying, Hey, why aren't you guys listening to me? But
it could be a color that we can't see, a frequency we can't hear. How are we supposed to know? There's no way to know. And honestly, even if there were other intelligent life out there, should we really be contacting them at this point? You know, I think you've heard of the phrase, if you can't love yourself, then you shouldn't love someone else.
Okay.
And, you know, I think humans are having a little bit of a difficult time accepting each other as it is. Is it really the right time to bring another whole species into the mix when humans and humans are having such a hard time getting along?
Right, right.
That's personally my stance. You know, I think the concept of the Golden Record is fantastic. But say if we were going to do a new version of that project, the Golden iPhone or whatever.
Sure.
Should we really do it right now? I think we should wait another couple, however many years, decades, centuries, before we should really be putting in a lot more effort into contacting other life forms.
Yeah, well, you'd be in good company. Stephen Hawking, a very famous astrophysicist.
Of course.
He actually suggested, he actually thought they should not have put the message out there because we're not ready.
Wow.
I
feel very flattered, actually.
Yeah, I know. Like, he's a smart man. He says, you know, all things considered, we're not the right place to understand aliens, and they may come with malicious intent, and we would be sitting ducks. So.
Even if they came with good intent, I feel like there will still be people who won't accept them, which is ridiculous, but it's the world we live in. It's the reality we have, so we might as well work around our disadvantages.
So the premise then why they actually did do it was that, irregardless of our faults and strengths, our primary thing is it would not be, we have to say hello. It's our nature to extend hope and best wishes.
That's fair.
Like, it's not our nature to be whimpering away and ooh, like this. For whatever it's inquisitiveness or whether it's a heartfelt sense of, an honest sense of, you know, we want to help them or they can help us. So that's why it was done. It said it just would be a shame not to miss the opportunity.
No, that's fair. And I did know that from the description, of course, that I read.
Okay.
And I personally feel, though, if we are reaching out and saying hello, that is also an implication of inviting and accepting. That's what I personally feel. You can't just say hello to somebody without, you know, not having the expectation that they'll also say hello back. That's not exactly how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally feel it's a prerequisite if you are going to reach out to Olive Branch, that, as I say physically on the camera, that there's a chance that they will reach and grab it So I personally think that even the greeting, even if it's just supposed to be interpreted as a greeting,
yeah,
there is a chance that they will take it one step forward and it will be interpreted as a, hey, come visit us. We have free food. Whether that's humans or Gorgonzola. I don't know what aliens eat.
Yeah. No, good point. I just delighted that you have some opinions on it there. I just want to ask you if, you know, what if Elon Musk walks into the door here and he says, hey, you guys, he says, you, Andrew, what you want? I got a free ticket on the next space shuttle. Would you take him up on it?
Of course I'd take. Yeah, I definitely would. I could see why some people wouldn't. But as for me, exploring space.
Yeah.
That would be an amazing experience. And I personally am always down to do, as long as they're not dangerous actions, actions that will expand in my horizons, broaden my perspectives, and give me some new information that I could potentially share or use in other applications. Yes, I would love to go to space. Will that ever happen? Only time will tell. But yes, if Mr. Elon Musk walked in that door and said, hey, you want to come? I'd be like, heck yeah, I'm down. Let's do it.
Oh, I don't think so, too. But I know some people, hey, we got more things to worry about, whatever reason. But I think that inquisitiveness is a big fundamental part of our nature as individuals, for sure.
It is.
Yeah. All right. Let's play another song here. You know, while you're messing around there, just you want to give us a quick short promo for the station?
Absolutely, I will. Hi, I'm Andrew Wood from Kitchener. You are listening to CKMS 102.7. Stream us anytime at radiowaterloo.ca.
That's so good. What's your next song here? Tell us about
it. Thank you. So my next song, of course, keeping in the theme of how we perceive the unknown, is I Always Feel Like Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell. To represent those that are a little more paranoid, I suppose, of the unknown and are afraid of big changes like that. Yeah. So here we are. I'm Always Afraid of Someone Watching Me by Rockwell.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
Hi, this is Dane from Cambridge, North Dumfries. You're listening to CKMS Radio 102.7.
Hi, this is Poor Charlie, and I must tell you, I've been to Mississippi, and I've been to Nicollet. I've been to the Earth Bay on the West Coast, and I've been down to Trinity Bay in Newfoundland. And I love community radio, because that's how you find out what's happening, man.
Hi, folks. Welcome back, and thank you for being faithful listeners tonight. Golden Record, Jeff Steger is here, your host, and Andrew Wood has been our guest, and we are just zooming along, my good friend, with this show tonight. It's been just wonderful. We're going to just, this next segment here is kind of, I always tell my guests, this is the part, the questions that they wish the host would have asked you. So we're doing a little catch-up on stuff, and you and I had a little short conversation. You want to just keep talking away about Golden Record a bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. Huh. I wanted to ask, I personally felt that when it comes to the Golden Record and actually contacting aliens,
yeah,
one aspect of the Golden Record that's a little flawed, in my opinion, is that it only covers sight and sound.
Oh, there's pictures.
Oh, sight. Yeah, exactly. That's right, sight and sound.
Let me talk.
So I feel when it comes to to aliens, we have to expect anything. We should use all the senses that we possibly know and have to our advantage. So I'd like to ask you this. If there is any sort of textures, essential textures that you want aliens to feel to represent our world, what would you think? What are some of them that you could think of?
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. I'll answer your question this way. For instance, I would include a recording of like loons on the lake in Northern Ontario, because we all identify with that cottage experience with feelings of relaxation and just getting in touch with nature. Mm. To follow up, now I had a guest in one time, and he thought he would like to attach a recording of his daughter's first words.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's actually so thoughtful.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I just thought I'd choose to answer it that way. I get what you're saying. There's some very specific things that have meaning to each of us, and they would presumably be put on a golden record.
Right? Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that was a fantastic answer. But what I'm saying is feelings, like textures, like something you feel. What are essential earth textures that you think anybody should feel?
Liquid? The sense of putting your hand in water. Like, how does that feel to...
True. You know? One answer I thought of is grass. I mean, putting your hands in grass. I don't know. I personally feel like that's something essential that anybody on Earth should feel, and is a great representation of Earth.
See, if you were a gardener, you would talk about the feel of the soil when you plant a flower or something.
That's your agricultural show
I know.
Coming out.
Yeah, I wear a different hat at times. But I like where you go with the question. Like, what else would you... put on there is what about the I'll ask you back what kind of what other sounds would you let's see that you did feeling so what's the other senses that we're not talking here yet
there's about? Taste
right so what kind of taste would you send out
taste
into space?
Oh wow that's a weird one. Fresh bread one of the most striking things I've ever heard is that in my high school a Holocaust survivor came and one of the questions that one of the students asked was, okay, when you got out, what was the first thing you ate? And he said, fresh bread and butter.
Right.
And that resonated with me so hard, because there really is no taste, like just fresh bread.
Yeah.
So I feel that is a very essential human taste that you probably have to experience if I'm making it sound like it's a travel brochure. If you come to Earth, you have to try this, man. Yeah, I think fresh bread is a taste that is essential.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do the other senses. What's left here? Sight and sound, taste, feel, the grass.
Smell? Yeah. Have we done smell?
No.
Oh, wow.
What
essential
smell
Earth smells.
You know, I mean,
so weird.
You and I discussed it. Like, we don't know what senses and what degree aliens would be able to understand. What if there's a whole species out there only just on the sense of smell?
Okay, smell of flowers.
Flowers?
I think that's a pretty obvious one. But smell of that. Okay, when it rains, that sort of musty smell that you get from nature.
Right.
That should be it. That should be one of them, at least. How about yourself? Is there anything else you could think of?
No.
I'm curious.
Well, where to start? Like the, you know, certain days like this where the humidity is just right, you can hear sound travels for miles.
Yeah.
You know, like have you ever been, I don't know where you live, but I bet you there's times of the day you could hear a train go by, right?
Oh, of course.
Like, and you don't, and maybe only once in a while because the air has to be just right to hear the dang train.
Oh, you're right. No? Oh, man, you're right. Yeah, that sound of that train just passing by in a summer sunset. You're right. That is essential. Yeah. Okay, going back to texture, because I just thought of something with texture.
Right.
You know when it's winter and the ice only partially freezes, and then you step on it and it just cracks and it's super satisfying?
Hmm.
That is a good earth feeling. I don't think it's essential because not everywhere is winter, obviously, but come on. That shallow ice crack, I personally live for that. I don't like winter, but that's a good part.
You know, they just discovered on the planet Pluto, they looked there, and there's nitrogen seas up there and icy nitrogen.
What, ooh, wow.
If an alien up there probably understands the sound would understand the ice cracking on the earth, which is water, would be similar to perhaps the sound of nitrogen cracking.
So you're saying that one of those aliens that we can't see or hear is listening to us now? It's like, this guy gets it. This guy gets it right here.
Well, you know, with this show, there's no wrong answer, and we just have a lot of fun with it. But yeah, sure. What the heck, right? Could be.
No, fair point. Yeah. You're right. It absolutely could be.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I'm glad we kind of covered that. There could be a lot of different ways to look at aliens that way. Anything else? Any other thoughts on aliens? We got a minute or two here yet.
Fair point. I want to know. Okay.
Yep.
How about yourself? I think I answered a smell. You didn't answer a smell.
Yeah. Well,
what are some essential earth smells?
I'll say the smell of dirt.
Dirt? Smell of dirt.
Yeah, it's agriculture.
Again, agriculture coming out. But no, you're right. I think every person smells dirt.
Yeah.
It's kind of around us all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Dirt and, like, come on. When
you know what?
A nice spring day.
I'll just add a little extra twist to that.
Dirt smells good.
So I ran some farmland and have some acreage spread around. But there's this one field down the road from me that I rent, and there's this one spot in the field has the most unique smell of earth you'll ever experience.
Really?
Unbelievable. You just go down there after a rain or just at those times of year when that earth smell is strong, spring, for instance, and it just, you just say, what the heck is that? It's just so interesting and fresh, right? So unique.
No, so. I get that. No, that's a wonderful
answer. I think I'm
going
to run some tours down there. I'm trying to list.
You know, you're right. You make a quick buck off of that. Smell the best dirt you'll ever smell.
I don't have to make a buck off, but they could bring me a cherry pie. I'd be happy with that, maybe.
Fair. Yeah, fair. It's a good way to expand your garden. You know what? Why not?
Well, I get fed too. Like, holy smokes. I'm lucky.
Yeah. No, great idea. Hey, consider it. It is summer. That's the prime time for the dirt-smelling market. You got to take advantage of it while you still can, I suppose.
All right. This is good. I'm glad we talked some more about this. Let's play another song here. What do you got queued up for us next?
Me too. My final song, I wanted to end with something more enthusiastic. So I chose a song that I can't think of a better representation of embracing the unknown, trying to reconcile with it, be friendly, and it's Why Can't We Be Friends by War.
Why can't we be friends? color of your skin don't matter to me.
Hi, my name's Andrew Wood, and I'm from Kitchener. You know, as most young people do, I'm on the internet 24/7, but once in a while, it's good to just listen to something local. And you're listening to CKMS 102.7, and you can stream us anytime at radiowaterloo.ca.
That's so good. You just can't believe it, Andrew. I'm just glad.
That was good?
You could just fire them out to me for the next 6 months, and I'd be a happy guy. Anytime you get an inspiration to say you had a promo, don't forget about your friends here at CKMS.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Friends, we've had a lot of fun here tonight. And just before we get out of here, another 5 minutes, next show comes up. I always like to ask a guest a question and just to give them a good send-off. So, Andrew, I'll put you through this to do. I asked my guests, Andrew, what are you doing in the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years? You want to go that far? What are you doing in the next 2 hours?
Well, let's see. Next 2 hours, I'm probably going to be telling my mom about this experience because she's very excited for me.
Mm-hmm.
Next 1-2 days, it's Canada Day. I'm going to have the day off.
Oh, that's
right. Going to be sleeping in. I'll be petting my dog. I'll be doing some errands.
Okay.
I'll try to spend some time with some friends. We'll see what happens. 2 weeks,
yep.
I'm likely going to still be at my job. I have quite a bit to look forward to in July, though. At the end, I'm going with my good friend. I'm going to Montreal, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle's also getting married, so I'll be going to a wedding then as well. So July will be pretty packed for me.
Yeah, yep.
2 months.
Yeah.
2 months, I'll be back.
It's hard to believe. 2 months is going to be like the fall. I hate to say that already. That'll be July, August, September.
Yeah.
So very nice weather yet in September. But
I honestly do love fall. Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
I love the heat, but something about fall, the atmosphere.
Right.
Anyways,
on.
Question at hand.
Yes.
In the next 2 months, I'll be back at school. I'll be hard at work studying, and hopefully there'll be more in-person classes, and I'll get to mingle with more people, because I have been sorely missing that the past 2 years.
Did I ask you what where are you at the university? Is this second year, third? What were you doing?
I'm currently in third year. I'm doing I guess I should have mentioned this.
Yeah.
I'm doing communication studies right now. I'm hoping to do this, do broadcasting at Sheridan. I'm hoping someday to get on TV.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. That's why we could try to cover everything in this show. Okay. That was 2 months, 2 years.
2 years.
Whoa,
who the heck
2 years.
Knows? I'll probably be done my program. I'll probably be moved out. And hopefully, I'm an optimistic guy. I'm going to say that things will be going pretty well for me if I keep on going at the pace I'm at.
Right, right. So here's a big one. 20 years. I know that seems like a lifetime. More than that, eh?
What 20 years?
Huh?
Hopefully, quite a few of my dreams will come true. I hope I'll be on TV. I hope I'll... I hope I'll be still surrounded by a great group of people. Yep. And in general, I hope for the safety of everybody that I know and love in 20 years.
Yep. Okay, good stuff. Well, listen, thank you for being a guest tonight.
No problem. This is a pleasure. This was a ton of fun.
All right. So with that, folks, we got to log out of here because next show's coming up. See us in 6 days and 23 hours, and have a great week. And thanks again, Andrew.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye for now.